So if you can introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Morgan Schmidt, Channel Technical Agronomist based out of Central Kansas.
Okay, and you're a K-State grad, yes?
Yes, K-State grad, K-State Agronomy, and was on the crops judging team. So.
So we're talking a little bit about Channel, one of the Bayer brands. They've got some great hybrids. And let's talk maybe from an Iowa perspective. We had a very interesting weather pattern in the state. You want to speak to your experience about that maybe to start off with?
Yeah, it's been a challenge. And something we saw this year was that the rainfall was very spotty. And so it created some challenges for us. And coming from Kansas, drought is not unknown to us. And so it's a challenge, and it can create some issues with our rooting patterns and cause some issues later on in the season with standability, plant health. We just put so much stress on those plants during the summer and during specific times of the growing season that it becomes challenging to manage at the end of the year at harvest.
So in our state, we had certainly areas that were blessed with lots and lots of rain, and then from maybe Des Moines west, we've had some extended period of drought. So what are you recommending to growers as maybe they look at this next year in terms of the portfolio that you're offering, given the weather circumstances?
Yeah, rainfall really makes or breaks your yields and your grain at the end of the day. And so it's something you want to keep in your risk management plan, is to keep in mind that we can have some stress, but we can't plan for failure. So we want to plan for success. It's important to have a broad portfolio, a mix of products, some products that work really well in drought conditions, some products that work really well in high yield situations, but there are specific hybrids that can work across both those environments. So work with your Channel seedsmen, and they can help place products on your farm that will perform.
So we're a Southern Iowa guy. We don't have the best soil in the state, but let's talk a little bit about diversity of soil and again, how are your hybrids linked to those kinds of criteria?
Yeah, so Bayer has a really in-depth breeding and research pipeline, and so we have a lot of data accessible to us early on about these hybrids on where they perform based on soil type, population, yield environment. And so our Channel seedsmen have this information and can place products to perform on those specific soil types. I would just keep in mind that management is going to be the big player here, and how farmers manage those soils with their fertility program, their tillage, all of those things make a big difference on yield at the end of the day.
So you mentioned fertility and soil management. I suspect that we're all thinking this is going to be a challenging time. What are you saying to your growers today about what their next steps are going to be in from the fertilizer and nutrient perspective?
Yeah, so as we think about 22, it's not a fun decision-making process, right? It can be really challenging. So my advice is to put pen to paper, get your profitability down, understand your break-even, and you can make decisions based on the facts versus based on the emotion. There's a lot of noise, a lot of disruption, a lot of things going on that we have no control over. So control the things that you can and put pen to paper and base your decisions off of the facts and where your profitability lies.
Okay. You're an agronomist. What's exciting you right now about things in the pipeline and things in the greenhouse and just the genetics side of the equation? Anything in the pipeline that's you've got your attention?
Yeah, so Channel is a part of the Bayer brand, and Bayer is known for its innovation. And we have a couple new products that are really exciting. In 2022, we're really looking at XtendFlex, Roundup Ready XtendFlex soybeans. That trait combines three modes of action. We find that we have good yield potential, we have effective weed control, we have three modes of action to fight those tough to control weeds, and we have a portfolio deep enough to support broad acre placement, whether it's those tough acres, those high yield acres, those specific agronomic needs. We have a portfolio to support that with our growers.
Anything else you'd like to add that I missed or maybe didn't ask, or that you've got something you want to talk about specifically?
No, I would just say reach out to your local channel seedsmen. They can help you find products placed to perform on your farm based on your specific needs, your agronomic challenges, and what you're looking to do here in 2022.
Thank you very much. This is Russ Parker reporting from the Trade Talk at National Association of Farm Broadcasting.